Welcome into the Tuesday Did You Know show this week. Noah Cassidy with myself, Trevor Grady. Hope you guys are having a good Tuesday so far. We haven't decided. Are you kicking us off today or you want me to?
I've done it the last two times. You do it this time.
All right. Why not? All right. So did you know that there are 171,476 words in the Oxford English Dictionary?
Okay.
So essentially there are about 170,000 words in the English language. And the percent of words in that dictionary that include the letter E is 11.16%, which is the most for any letter.
Okay.
So about one in every 10.
Yeah, okay. I guess that would make sense because, I was thinking maybe A, but I guess E is a little bit more common.
Yeah, I think because it can end the word too.
Right.
There's a lot of like K-E, C-E, S-E endings, I guess would be my guess for why, but... and then so did you also know that out of the 8 billion people in the world, 1.5 billion of them speak English, which on one hand feels like a lot of people, but on the other hand, that's only about, what would that be, I don't know, 20-ish percent?
Yeah, but that's still, we need to do the whole, I guess we're one of the most populated nations, though. Mm-hmm. So I guess it would kind of make sense. But yeah, just the little, well, so that's not just counting, that's the whole world, right?
Yeah.
So
1.5 billion English speakers in the world.
I wonder if that is that only like main language, because English is taught as second languages in most countries now. So that actually would make a whole lot of sense. I'm actually kind of surprised that it's not more than that, because English is almost a second language in almost all countries now.
So the way it's defined is there are about 1.5 billion people worldwide who speak English either natively or as a second language.
Okay. So I'm actually surprised it's not a little bit higher. I'd expect it more like 30, 40%, to be honest.
And so it looks like Mandarin is – so it's the most. But Mandarin is the second right behind it with 1.1 billion speakers in the world. So I guess it's just – there are just so many different ones that like I thought since – that was only 1.5 billion. There would be another language with more, but it is the most.
It is the most, and then just Mandarin underneath it. Huh, that's pretty crazy. All right, well, I'm going to bring us to a different realm right here.
All right.
And it's this one hits home because I'm a Southern boy, okay?
Okay.
So did you know that soft drinks are called different things in different regions?
Yes.
Causes a lot of arguments. Really, I've never heard the word pop until I moved here.
Yeah.
And Patty comes in the office. She's all the time. She's like, hey, you want some pop from Sonic? I'm like, if I heard the word pop, my mom was about to hit me with something. Like, that's what pop meant. Oh, we're about to get slapped. But so, Americans were real passionate about the types of words that we use. And so the way that we actually talk about our sugary beverages are different. On the West Coast, also in New England, and in pockets of the Midwest, you're more likely to hear like soda, stuff like that. And then you get into the Midwest, where we're at right now, or the Pacific Northwest as well. Most people say pop, and it's more commonly used. It's the more common used term in the States. And things get a little confusing when you get down to the Louisiana and the South area, as we all just call it Coke.
Yeah.
It's all Coke. It doesn't matter if it's a Coca-Cola product or if it's whatever. It's what type of Coke do you want? And it was funny when we first moved here, and I mean, my in-laws knew that that's how I said it, but all the time, they'd be like, hey, what do you want to drink? I'd be like, I'd like a Coke, but I hate Coke.
Okay.
But I'd still say I want Coke, and they'd come home with Coke.
Well, what are you expecting?
I know, but just in my mind, no, I'm like, so they come home with Coke. I'm like, I hate Coke, but it makes sense. So yeah, we call it Coke in the South, and in some more I'm about as South as it gets, but apparently even more Southern you go, it's actually more of Coca-Cola that people will call any soft drink. It's Coca-Cola.
They say the whole thing?
The whole thing, Coca-Cola. Huh. So anyways, that's the difference in how they do that. And if you ever hear me say Coke, I don't want Coke. I don't like Coke. It's just I'm asking for a carbonated drink.
Fair enough. Yeah, so I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, but went to school in central Pennsylvania. And it was kind of interesting. So where I grew up in central Ohio, it was kind of interchangeable to say soda or pop, because we're kind of right on the line of where people say both. But then when I went to school, it was like we were really on that line where anyone – that came from east, so like the Philadelphia region, New York, New England, all said soda. But then anyone from Pittsburgh or west of it said pop.
So you had people, a whole people mix. Saying, you'd always hear both of them, but it was still very distinct on who used what.
It certainly was, and it's weird because like because of where I grew up, it's like I'm not very passionate about it because I kind of interchangeably say soda or pop. But then like hearing people be super passionate about it was just kind of fun to see. So
welcome to America.
I know, craziness. All right, well, thanks for tuning into the Did You Know Show. Learned a little bit about the English language and also kind of the English language as well. So, all right. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 2:45 p.m. on the Did You Know Show.